Okay, I'm waiting a few more seconds. We're going to be starting from the Gemara. It's two dots. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines from the top. On the Flama test on the base, 10 lines from the top. Okay, back to Gemara. The Mishnah said, Gazer Shigilach, Ben Batar, Razor, Ben Bazook, Scissors, or a stiff stave, which I translated like the rush, rubbed his hair, and hair came out, Kozuhu, Chayav. Now, obviously, we're talking now to avoid the issue of later on in the Gemara. He rubbed his hair to rip hair out, meaning basically his intention was to get hair out. It's not a question that he wasn't intending. He definitely was intending, so he's Chayav Malkus. Tana Rabbana, Tar. The Pasuk says Tar. Let me read the Pasuk so everybody should know, because we'll be using this Pasuk throughout the morning. The Pasuk says, Kol Yimei Neder Nizrei, throughout his whole Nizirus, Tar Rayavol HaRashay. A tar should not grow across his head, which means he shouldn't cut his hair with a tar. Ad Melois Hayamim Asher Yasser Hashem, until the days complete of his Nizirus, Kadosh Yeh, God will perish our Rashay. Should be holy and let his hair grow. That's the Pasuk. The Pasuk only mentions cutting off hair with a tar, with a razor. So Angli El Tar, that tells me a razor. Now, inherently, when one cuts his hair with a razor, it's a zero. The razor, it's like people who shave with a razor, you know, it's Asr Malacha, right? It's 5 lavin, but people who, it cuts all the way down. So when the Torah said tar, that would indicate a complete haircut that takes off all the hair. Talash miret shiftev kosu minayan. How about if he did not use a tar? He used another means of a haircut. Talmud loymer kadosh yeh gadol perasar rashi. The pasuk writes a positive commandment, a mitzvah say, to let his hair grow. Divrei Rabbi Yashiah. So according to Rabbi Yashiah, one would not be chayav malchus. A nazir would not be chayav malchus for cutting his hair with a scissor or ripping his hair out. He would only be chayav if he used a tar, because the Torah only said tar. Did not say any other tool of a haircut. The only one that would be chayav of lav is a tar. But there's a mitzvah asay to let his hair grow. And by cutting off his hair any other means, he is, or ripping out his hair, he's violating the mitzvah asay of letting his hair grow. That is Rabbi Yoshua's finish, shita, which is not like our Mishnah, because our Mishnah said he's chayav either way, always. Tar, zog, shifshay. And Rabbi Yashiah is saying the only time a person's chayav malchus is if he uses a razor. If he doesn't use a razor, it would only be a violation of the mitzvah asay, which does not carry with it the punishment of malchus. That's Rabbi Yashiah. Rabbi Yashiah says, tar, ain li'ala tar. Miret tala shifshav kosu pater. He says he's totally pater. That if he uses any other means of removing his hair, he's putter, which means he doesn't even recognize the assay. In fact, the Gemara of Siv Kaddish here. How does he ignore the assay? I mean, Rabbi Anderson seems to say there would be no violation of anything if he uses any other means to cut his hair. But what the Pasuk says is the mitzvah assay of God will perish by a righteous. How does he ignore that mitzvah assay? And for the Gemara,
Rabbi Yonis
and Rabbi Yashiah? There's a machlokes. Divrei Rabbi Yashiah, period. Rabbi Yonis and Aymer. I'm sorry?
How do they differ? They both say it's only a razor.
For a lav. Rabbi Yashiah says it cannot say by any other mechanism. And Rabbi Yonis says it's not even an assay.
Okay.
But the problem is the pussy did write an assay. How does he ignore the pasuk that says Kaddish Yeh Gadol Perasar Rashay, which seems to say there's an assay to let your hair grow, period, without affecting it in any way? Answer the Gemara. Gosev, let me repeat the question. Gosev Kadosh Yeh, that's a. How does he say there's not even an assay? He says putter. Putter seems to say there's no assay either. And for the Gemara, remember the Mkilach Rebitar, Kamalev Assay Veloisessa. He writes the assay, he holds that the assay is to support the lav. That means tar is a lav, and the Torah says besides the lav, it's also an assay, let your hair grow and don't touch it with a tar. Which is the first shot in the rush, that Rabbi Yonason holds using a scissor would be totally not chayiv, not an alav, and he didn't even mevakul nasei, nothing, because the Torah never wrote anything about any other means except the tar. And even the assay that says let your hair grow, it means let your hair grow and don't take it off with a tar. So there's a lav to take it off with a tar. And also, it's a bitul assay, by taking off with a tar, you're breaking the assay of the Torah saying, let your hair grow. But if you take it off with a scissor, the Torah never discussed. It never was banned, not even a mitzvah assay. That's Rabbi Yonason's opinion, according to the first shot of the rush. So, according to the first shot of the rush, which we're explaining right now, that so far, both of these Tanoim do not agree to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says one would be Chayav Malchus if he cuts off his hair anyway. And Rabbi Ashiya says it's only an assay, and Rabbi Yonason says it's not even an assay. That's this brisa. This is not like our Mishnah. Let's do the rush. Dr. Rush. Nazir Shigilach Bein Batar Shifsev B'yadai. He rubbed with his hands the Heishra Sarais and he made hair fall out. But he did it intentionally. Chayav to the Pirish B'Gemara. Now, the Rush is giving you what the Gemara is going to say later. See, how could the Mishnah say Chayav when the Pasuk only says Tar? So, the Gemara will explain that Lo Yavar, the Rabbis Kol HaMavirim. It says Tar Lo Yavar, right? It could have just said, Toyim Neder Nidroi. I don't know what other word it would have used instead of Lo Yavar. We'll see when we get to the Gemara, because I'm not sure why that's an extra word. Maybe the expression of Yavar, I don't know, is to tell me any way you remove the hair. So the Rush is telling me how the Mishnah knew everything is Chayav. We'll get to that a little later. We'll come back to this, explaining this Rush. Talas, Marat, Shivshev, Talas Biyad, Mirat Bissam, the Rush is explaining the terms. Talas means you ripped out your hair with your hand. Mirat means you used a cream. You put something on it that made the hair go off. And Shifshev Biyad, Shifshev means you rubbed the Hever Hasar and removed the hair. You didn't rip it out. You just rubbed and removed the hair. Talmud Lema Kodesh Yagad Bapera. So Abba Amitus Hasei, he violated a positive commandment. The God will starve the Lord. The Torah commanded to grow hair and not to remove it. The Memra, the Yilach Mitar, call him a lay by Seva says, so this is Rabbi Yonason. Abu Bishar Nitilah Sar, any other means of hair removal, I feel I say Aimboy. So Durash, Umasnisen, our Mishnah, the Machayev Malkus, Macholam Avirim. Our Mishnah that said, what is Chayev Malkus? Regardless of how they remove their hair. It's not like any of these tanoim. It's only an assay in any other means of removal. Period. So that's the first shot in the rush that we have three opinions of tanoim so far. Our Mishnah, which says one would be chayav any mechanism, any means that he removes the hair. Rabbi Yishia that says no lav, but yes an assay. Rabbi Yonason that says not even an assay. That's the three opinions according to the first shot of the rush. Now the rush offers a second shot. Inami. Kibbein tar maidu, the lucky b'chol ha-mavirin. Everybody agrees that if you get a haircut that's as close as a tar, which means you use another means, the Gemara is going to explain later, you use a plane. Something that you smooth that wood with, you cut your hair with that, which gets down all the way to the bottom, like a tar, right? Everybody would be maskim that they're lucky, b'chol ha'mavirim, meaning they're not arguing in the Mishnah. The Mishnah that says you get malchus, according to the second shot in the rush, means a very close haircut, a haircut that's close enough, like a tar, all the way down. B'chol ha'pligi, k'sheshayir min asar k'tas, the amen they look of racially incorrect. You got down close, but no cigar. Close, but not all the way down. Closer than an inch yesterday, a quarter inch. Yesterday I made that up as the shear that you can fold the hair in half. Closer than that, but not all the way to the bottom. So now the Rush is introducing three madregas in cutting the hair. Number one is if the guy cuts only till he has enough left to bend the hair in half, then he would not be chayav, according to anybody. He would not be chayav because he has enough hair left that that's not violating the iser of tar le'yav v'arashay, because he left over enough hair, chashav hair, that can be folded in half. This is the Rush's opinion. Other Rishayim argue. We're learning Rush. The Rush in the second shot introduces that there are three levels of a haircut. That level of leaving over enough to fold in half, which we call hair that's chashuv, the guy would not violate a thing. Then if maybe he would violate the assay, but he definitely would not violate a lav. Then you have the person who does it all the way down to the bottom. That person would violate a lav, because tar doesn't necessarily just mean a razor. Tar means anything that gets us close to a razor. And then there's a middle madrega, not big enough to fold the hair in half, but not all the way down. So if a quarter of an inch is the made-up shear I made up to fold the hair in half, so an eighth of an inch can be folded in half, but it's not all the way down to the bottom, would be the place of machloikas. Rabbi Yishiyahu would say it's an assay, and Rabbi Yehuda would say it's not even an assay. So according to the second shot of the Rush, everybody agrees that one gets malchus not only for a razor, but for anything that gets us close to a razor. And the argument is, when it's lower than the shear of a chash of a hair, and higher than nothing, that's where the machloikus is, where Rabbi Yoshi would say it's an assay, and Rabbi Yonason would say it's nothing. But if it's all the way down, everybody would agree it's a lav, no matter which way you got there. And if it's more than a quarter of an inch, according to the shear I made up, everybody would agree that there's no punishment. So this is the Rush of Shita, which we will fall back on again later on. I don't know if today or tomorrow, we will be needing this Rush of Shita again. So this is two pshatim of the Rush. According to the first shot of the Rush, our Mishnah says you're chayav and everything. Rabbi Yishiyahu says it's an assay on everything. And Rabbi Yonason says there's no ister except for a razor. Period. End of story. According to the second shot in the Rush, everybody agrees there's an ister on everything. If you do a close haircut all the way to the scalp, you would get a lav. Everybody agrees that more than a quarter of an inch, there's no punishment. And everybody agrees that, and the machloikus is the in-between, where Rabbi Yishiyahu talks about an assay, and Rabbi Yonason says it's nothing. So those are the two shots of the Rush. I hope I said it clearly. Something in my right. Tanya Idach. We learned in another Brisa. Tar. Ein li el tar. Talash. Ripping out. Miret. Smearing an ointment. Sifshave. Rubbing hair. Kosh lehu minayin. Any amount comes off. How does one know we're chayiv? Talmud leimer leyaver ha'raishai. Leyaver ha'raishai is to tell me even other mavirin. I'm not sure how Yavar Aroshe does this. I don't think it means, I don't know what else it should have said. I'm not sure why. I don't know whether it's extra. Does he explain in art school how we learn it out from Yavar Aroshe? I
wanted to indicate that other methods of hair removal also forbid it.
I know, that's what I said. But does he say why it's extra? why we have a right to do this? What should it have said if it doesn't include other things?
Look at Tyson's culture, who he says.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know what, I'm not sure what, how we learn it out. But this Bryce is saying, well, Yahweh Arashi tells me that anyway, so if it doesn't only mean tar, why don't we say tar? If it means everything, so what's special about tar that the Torah mentions tar? Doug DeBrisa, I'll tell you why. Because the Pasuk says, tar lo yavar ha-reishai ad maloy shimei nizrai, until the end of his nazirus. Now, what happens at the end of his nazirus? He cuts off his hair. What method does he have to use to cut off his hair? The mitzvah giluach that a nazir has at the end of 30 days, what method is he supposed to use? The Torah doesn't tell me. So this kind of says the Torah did tell me. By telling me don't use the tar till the end, that's telling me by the end it's a mitzvah to use the tar. By writing it this way, tar layavra roshi admalais, and layavra told me any means, any mechanism, so why did the Torah write tar? It must have written tar to tell me that at the end, at the malais, you have a mitzvah to use the tar. So the tar written in the prohibition is referring to the mitzvah at the end of the prohibition. The taglachas done at the end. Shehibatar. The lambda, now, the lambda in the Messiah, Yavsha. The Messiah also needs a tar. But we can't derive nothing from Messiah. Because ain't done in Kaum Machamar Lahakam Rolov. Messiah is more severe than Nazir. You can't learn out something from that's lighter from something more severe to learn astringency. Needing a tar is astringency. So Messiah can't be the source for Nazir. Therefore, the source is the fact that the Torah said tar lo yavar ha-reishai ad malais. The reason the Torah mentioned tar is to tell me that at the end of malais, then you use a tar. So the purpose of tar is not to make that the only iser. The purpose of tar is to tell me the mitzvah at the end. At the end, you're mechuyav to use a tar. You have a mitzvah to use a tar to do the mitzvah of giluach at the end of Naziris. Let's do the rush. Stop the rush. So you have a question?
No, Mitzvah, you use a tar. The Torah says that?
We'll have to see that also. That's going to be a whole discussion coming up.
Okay.
Dr. Rush, Ma'atah Malaymer Tar, Ritzel Le'aver Sar Rashay, Lamed Mitzvah Yavsha, L'kam Mepharash Mehechen Kimla, Tar B'Mitzvah. Later on we'll know how do you know Mitzvah, which is what you just asked. So the Gemara will spend time on that. The Gemara is going to want to know, you're assuming that you know Messiah. Where'd you know Messiah from? The Gemara is going to ask that when we get there. Dr. Rush, she'ain done in Kal Mechaymer, she'a Messiah Chomer. Messiah is stricter than Nazir. Why is Messiah stricter in haircut? So Tzarek Legaleach calls Tzarek Gufayim. Messiah has to cut off all the hair of his body. Now, what that means exactly is a Machloikos Tanoim, but more than the hair than his head. He has to cut off his beard. He has to cut off his underarm. No, not really. He has to cut off other areas of hair, and the Gemara will explain what they are. But whatever it is, it's more than the hair of the head, which is our Nazir. But Nazir ain't a Megalech or a Roshai. Look at Ksiv Beitar. So it writes Nazir, that's Tar Le'yagar Roshai. Then ain't a Inyan Lavar is Tar Teichim ain't a Zerusai. I don't need it for a Tar during the Nazirus because I learn out everything. Tafilu B'Shar Mavir and Lucky, because you get Malkus for any way you do it. So use it for the end of Naziris to tell me that at the end of Naziris, one has to use a tar for the mitzvah. That's what we need the pasuk tar for. Rabbi Eimer, Rabbi says, ain't a tzarach. I don't have to learn it that way. Even if you would learn pasuk shat in the pasuk, the tar lo yavar ha-reishai is to tell me tar. I could still figure out that at the end the mitzvah is tar. Read the pasuk. Don't use a tar till the end. So even if you learn Tarei Avar Raisa means don't use the tar during the Zeres, till the end, it's telling me that at the end, I do have to use the tar. I don't have to say that it's an extra word in order to figure out that at the end, I need a tar. Even if it's not an extra word, I can figure it out. Just read the pasuk. Another should not cut his hair with a razor until the end. Isn't that telling me that at the end, he should cut his hair with a razor? I don't need the fact that tar is extra. Rabbi Yehimeini Tzarach, Harulayim Atar Lo Yehav HaRashad Malais, HaTayra Amra, the Torah is telling me, Parshim Shad, Acha Malais, Laitei Taglachas Al Batar. So then what is Tar teaching me? So if I know Yehav HaRashad tells me any means, so what is Tar teaching me? So, the Chsiv Tar Yehav HaRashad, Laver Ala Bishnei Laven, that if a person cuts his hair with a razor, besides the lab of Layavar Arisha, which includes any method of cutting his hair off, he gets an extra lab for using a tar. That is Rebbe's opinion. So let's do the Rush, and then we'll review all the opinions that we had till now. Dr. Rush, Rebbe Ayman Tzarech, La'asuye tar v'taglachas mitzvah. I don't need to bring in tar for a taglachas mitzvah. Even if you learn that it's reading Pashim Shat, I would know that the last one is Batar. The Haki Mashma Pashte. This is the simple reading of the Pashim. Tar Le'av Arashai Ad Malais. Ha'b'yay Malais Avar. But on the day of Malais, you do remove it with the tar. Uparev Vokstiv Tar Le'av Arashai Nidashina Menei L'Rabbis Kol Mavirim. We darshan from Yavra any method, imkain heichi darish le lagufe. So how do you know that it means, to what is the tar coming to tell me? Well, it's the lagufe. I don't need it for the lav, though the given the rabbi call mavirim. You said any method. And we don't want to say the Rebbe holds like Rabbi Yashin and Rabbi Yenison to say, no, that there is no law for any other means except for tar. The Midakama Rebbe Omer Eini Tzarech, Mashmad L'Asi L'Asmugi Amai D'Kama Tanakamali in the Sargara. Rebbe saying Eini Tzarech means I agree to the Tanakama that says that everything is prohibited and I don't need the word tar. That means obviously Rebbe does not hold tar as the only thing usher. Laver on the batar, Shnei Laven, Shem Hever batar, the history by the Shem Tar, of Shem Layaber, they warned them that you're over two Laven, one for Tar and one for Layaber, like a base. Bidin Mahavia, Aichu, another Lachem Beavation, like a. It's like when the Torah said, another Lachem Beavation, earlier we said, we warned him on Lachem and Yavation, he gets two Malkasim. He gives them a Ferris Bakra, because each one is explicit in the Pasuk. I forgot the Sibachat Lav. The rest is trying to explain, even though it says another Lachem Yavashim Lo Yoichal, it only says Lo Yoichal once. But since the Torah said Lachem and the Torah said Yavashim, the Lo Yoichal is individually on the Lachem and individually on Yavashim. Same thing here, Lo Yavar is on Tar and on other Mavirim. So therefore, he would get two Lav. So to review what we have here is as follows. We have over here four opinions. I'm going to go with the first shot of the Rush now. Reb Yashir's opinion is that the only lav is a tar. No tar, no lav. That's Reb Yashir's opinion. No tar, no lav. That's Reb Yashir's opinion. It is an assay, but there's no lav. Reb Yashir's opinion is no tar, nothing's wrong. No assay, no lav, only tar. So those first two opinions hold, no lav anything except tar. And the only machlokes between the two of them is there an assay if you use scissors? Rabbi Yashir says yes, and Rabbi Edison says no. That is the first two opinions. Going to the first shot in the Rush, they do not agree to the whole concept of a lav of anything besides a tar. That's the first two opinions. Then you have the opinion of the Tanakhama, in the next brisa, who says that Layavar teaches me any method, and he does not add what is tar for. if any method is usher, so why did the Torah specify tar? So he says that the Torah specified tar not for the prohibition, but for the assay at the end. Don't do tar till the end, but at the end do tar. But during the time of Nazirus, there's no difference whether the guy cuts his hair up with the tar or cuts his hair up any other method. That is the third opinion. So going to the third opinion, there's no ob any method. There's nothing special about tar. The only reason the Torah mentioned tar is for the end, that at the end of the 30 days, he has a positive commandment to cut off his hair with the tar. Rabbi's opinion is that he agrees to the Tanakhama that the mitzvah at the end is tar, but he says, why did the Torah write it in the prohibition? The Torah could have left it out in the prohibition. The answer is, to tell me that there's an extra prohibition for tar. So the guy for tar will get two lavim. For everything else, he would get one lav. This is the first opinion of the Rush. Second opinion of the Rush is as follows, that everybody agrees that if you leave enough hair to fold it in half, there's no prohibition, period. If the Nazir would cut off his hair and leave over enough to fold the hair in half, which we yesterday identified as a quarter inch, again, that was my own makeup, and that the guy would not be chayav at all. End of story. The machloikas, and everybody agrees that if he cut his hair down all the way to the bottom, he would be either a lav. Everybody agrees, no matter how he cuts his hair down to the bottom. The different opinions are in between the quarter of the inch and all the way to the scalp. Where Rabbi Yashiah says it's an assay, Rabbi Yonatan says it's nothing, Tanakhama says it's a lav, and Rabbi agrees that it's a lav. That would be the second shot in the rush, that everybody agrees the scalp is a lav no matter which method you use, and everybody agrees above a quarter of an inch is not usher. And the argument is only in that amount between the hair that's chashuv and the scalp, which Rabbi Yashiah says is an assay, and Rabbi Yonatan says it's not even an assay, unless, right, it's not even an assay. And Tanakhama would say it's a lav, and I'm not sure he would say it's a lav, but Pashtasi would say it's a lav. And Rebbe would agree and hold that Tar has an extra issue to Malkus. That seems to be the two structures in the rush.
What are the two Malkus? What
I'm
Seamus there.
I'm sorry?
The rush says, Cain, you know, the when you eat the grapes. Where do you see two shemos by the tar? It says tar lo yavor. That's two things.
Right. Again, let me explain why. The Rosh is bothered. It's only one negative in the pasuk. How do you get two malkusim for one negative?
Right.
So the answer is, it only says don't eat once by lachem yavashim. Right. And how many malkas do you get if you eat lachem and yavashim? Two. But it only says once don't eat. It's only one negative. How do you get two malkas then for one negative? The answer is, we say, another lachem lo yoichel, and another yavashim lo yoichel. Since it spoke out each one individually, we say lo yoichel goes on each one individually, so it's as if the Torah repeated lo yoichel twice.
But there you have like two shiurim.
Now here, the word vayavar is serving as both a verb and a noun. Vayavar tells me not to cut it off, but it also tells me any method. So included in the word vayavar, I have two messages. One is a verb, do not cut off your hair. And one is, don't use any method. Any method is included. So in the word vayavar, we see two things. Any method, don't cut off. So the way the Gemara is actioning it, it's as if it would have said, tar and any method don't cut off.
So we're translating Yavor.
Because
as
in La Yavor, we have two interpretations. Not contradictory interpretations, but two accepted interpretations. It's as if the Torah would have written, a razor and other methods don't cut off your hair. So Yavor is serving as a noun, as other methods, and as a verb of don't cut off.
So
Yavor, if the Torah would have said, I'm sorry?
Yavor translated literally means shall not pass, but we're translating here shall not be removed, don't remove.
Yeah, that's what Yavor means, remove. I don't care what Archko says, Yavor means don't cut off.
Right. Okay, I understand that.
Now, but the chiddush here is that we're using Yavor as both a noun and a verb. Because we're saying Yavor means any other method, don't, and also don't remove. So it's a noun of any other method and don't remove, and going back on the noun of don't of any other method. Meaning we're splitting Yavor into two things. Any other method and don't remove. So it's as if the Torah wrote razor and any other method don't remove. It is a chiddush.
Right.
I can't hear what?
It's a qualifying.
It's unnecessary. It's a qualifying characteristic of a razor.
I can't hear Dr. Schwab.
He says it's a qualifying characteristic of a razor to remove. Definition. Pass.
Right.
Lobby.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean,
I hate the word tired. Go ahead.
Okay.
Okay.
According to Rebbe. All right. And what about
okay.
the fact that you have two shiurim by anavim and yaveshim, lachim and yaveshim? You need two shiurim.
You don't have two shiurim. Yeah, one for lachim, one for yaveshim.
So, but by tar, and there's not that's not. See, that's why there's two shemos there. Two, you're high for each shame because you have a shiur for
right.
each. All right, whatever. Semantics.
No. Let me explain. A guy eats a sheret. How many lavin is he over?
Five.
Why? He's eating one sheret, one shear. Because the Torah repeated the law five times. Even though he's eating one shear, but the Torah wrote no five times for that shear. The Torah wrote no for cutting off another to cut up his hair for the razor for one cut. The Torah wrote no twice. The Lo Yavor is written twice. It's written for a razor specifically, and it's written for any method, which includes razor. So therefore, when a guy cuts one sear of hair, which is kotahu, right, he violated two commandments, like the guy who ate one sheret violates five. Because Yavor is if it was written twice. It's written on tar, and it's written on other methods as well, including tar. Other methods means all methods, including tar.
Each hair that you cut.
No.
You following me, Baruch Moshe?
Yes. I was just struggling with the dimyon to your lachim and yaveshim, but I understand that.
Okay. Nothing my right. If anybody's asking me a question, I don't hear.
Yeah, we'll indicate it.
Is there a question that I'm missing?
No question.
No, we're done. We're good.
Okay. I'm Rav Chisda. Lukais ba'achas. If a person gets malchus, I mean, another cut, take one hair off, he gets malchus. There's no amount of hairs that he has to cut to get malchus. One gets a malchus.
What?
Lokais ba'achas. La'akev b'shnayim. This is a new halacha. That at the end of his naziris, he has to cut off his hair. And if he leaves two hairs, he hasn't done the mitzvah of cutting off his hair.
The one he was.
La'akev b'shnayim. At the end of Naziris, where according to the Rabbanan, it's a mitzvah to cut off his hair, and according to Eliezer, he must cut off his hair. If he leaves two hairs, he has not fulfilled his mitzvah. He has not done the right thing. Two hairs.
I mean, there's no difference in shaving one strand of hair versus shaving your whole head. Just no more lavim.
Unless he's warned multiple times, no. It's like no difference between one kezias of chazer and a whole potful of chazer. The guy eats a pot of pig with one hasra, he gets one malchus. If he eats a kezias of pig with one hasra, he gets the same malchus. However, if for every Zayas they warned him, he gets a different Malkus. For every hair they warned him, he would get a different Malkus.
Rabbi, is Rav Chista's statement here differentiating removing one versus not shaving one off at the end? Is it based on logic? Is it based on a source? Where does this come from, the differentiation between one and two?
I'm not sure. Maybe we'll get a source as we go along. I don't remember seeing a source. If you hold 1 second, I'll see if I can find one.
Just trying to make sense of it.
I have over here a quote from the Taisus Yom Tov that the word sar refers to two hairs. One hair is called Sara. And since the Torah uses the word that at the end he should cut off his Sar, therefore we say it means two.
Oh. Okay. All right.
Because Lakach Sar Rosh Nizrai, Sar means Sar with a sin, not with a self. I'm not talking about a razor. Sar refers to two, that's the plural word for hair. One follicle of hair, if that's the right word, one hair, is called sara. That's what the Taisus Yom Tov says. I didn't know this answer answering the question. I just looked down at the Masechta, and that's what he says. Now comes the third one. Listar, Eina Saisa Oberoi Vraishai. However, to remove, to make him redo 30 days worth of hair growth, which we talked about yesterday, that's only if most of the hair of his head is cut off. But if a minority of the hair is cut off, he does not have to redo 30 days of Naziris. Only if most of the hair is cut off. I think it means most of the hair, not most of each hair, but most of all the hair of his head. If most of all the hair of his head is cut off, he has to redo 30 days of hair growth. Ubisar, and all these three are only true if you use a razor. And the Gemara says, Bisar in the Midiachrini Loi? Is Rav Chisda saying only a razor, not anything else? Doktadi Menayin Lerabbis is Kolam Avirin. We had a Brisa that said any method is a love. Is he arguing on the Brisa? And for the Gemara, La'imak Eintar. The lav is only if the guy gets all the way close to the head. But if he doesn't get close to the head, it's not a lav. So this is the Chisda's cut, that the lav is no matter which way you cut, but you have to get all the way down to the bottom of the, to the scalp. If not, the person would not be chayav. Zakta Rush. Now, over here, right, here, the Rush is saying, right, that he has to take up the whole hair. According to the way Rav Chisda is posketing, if he doesn't get to the scalp, there's no lav. There's no, there's no lav. There's no leaving over, he has to leave over two hairs, means he has to leave over two hairs, that's okay. And the third one is, it doesn't make him redo his Naziris unless it gets all the way down to the scalp. Now, this is a very big chiddush, but I think I'm going to leave it for tomorrow, which is chiddush. Just as a public service announcement. This time of putting on tefillin is around 6:46 something. I don't know exactly. Dr. Schwab and Yankee Kleiman will give you the exact seconds. But we're stopping here because this is Shkainish and they start diving at 10:02. So we'll stop here. And eventually tomorrow I should be in person and we'll continue in Merchant Chef. Everybody should have a wonderful day.
Warmest regards from Avi Spiro.
Where'd you see him?
In Baltimore at the Hasana, his grandson's Hasana. He married a Lurie Einikel.
Oh. What?
He got married to Rabbi Lurie's Einikel, so we went out to Lurie's side.
Oh, very nice. Very, very nice. Beautiful. Okay. Thank you. Have a wonderful day. Oh, by the way, I don't think I recorded this year. Have fun. Take care. Bye-bye.
Oh, no. You just said it wasn't...